yourself.
Welcome to Formal Nachos, a podcast made for Savannah Stewart
and Candace.
I'm Jeff Budke.
And I'm Tamara Turney.
And with us today is our...
I'm the assistant near, underneath, over by the executive producer.
The over by.
The over by producer.
I said what I said.
All right. We heard our over by producer, Josh Phillips, is with us as well. Thanks for joining us on our fourth installment of Formal Nachos. This is actually a pretty good run.
Fourth. Not final. No.
Can't stop, won't stop.
There's a rumor that it's a final for someone. An Italian visitor.
That's right. We're going to give a special shout out this week to Candace Nagel.
What up?
What up, girl?
Girl,
hey. She be coming back to the United States.
Hey, girl.
USA.
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 Mexico.
USA.
Mexico.
Mexico at lunch.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We're all nervous. So tough, and it's not late.
It's pretty late.
I don't know. Later than it's ever been. Actually, after 8.
To be fair.
It's late for me.
To be fair, y'all, I think it might be 5 o'clock in the morning in Italy.
Okay.
So it's pretty late.
What a bed. You're up too late. What a thing to wake up to. They like staying up late.
They like it.
It's one of their favorite things.
They like it a lot. Yeah, so we've got a lot of good stuff this week, but to be fair, it is a Wednesday, and it's a work night. We've got work in the morning.
What did you say that Savannah and Candace were being taken to, like, American restaurants and American bars?
Oh, man, yeah.
I love that so much.
It's so great. Like, what better way to see Italy than through the eyes of
what they think America is.
Pubs, karaoke bars, beer. That's what America is.
I didn't catch what the over above producer said.
Sorry, over by. What'd you say?
There we go. Got it.
That's from The Office, in case you didn't know.
Another American thing.
Is that called?
Very American.
It's not American. It's La Oficina.
It's a ripoff.
It's a ripoff.
Oh, man. So I'd love to kick this show off with just, you know, how's your week been, Jeff? What's going on with you?
It's been a good week. Henges Fest went really well.
Henges Fest! Let's talk about it. Actually, I don't know if everybody knows what it is.
So we recorded. We recorded right before we went, or before I went to the party, where my friend Brian got friends from all over the country to come, and he proposed to his girlfriend. And she said yes.
Yay!
A thing that apparently he wasn't nervous about because he invited all of their friends to come and celebrate. And
confidence is everything.
Yeah, a lot of the friends went to Discovery Park to, like, be there for the moment.
So he proposed in Discovery Park.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Took a lot of photographs. I've seen a lot of photographs of them at Discovery Park with a certain camera that's in this room.
It's a very famous camera.
It's a very famous Tamra camera.
It's also very, very fancy.
So fancy. And then I joined up with them later for dinner and hanging out. We went to the Boys and Girls Club, and so we were, like, playing kickball and throwing the cornhole around. And it was fun. It was a good time, and yeah, it was a good little party.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're getting married now.
They're planning on getting hitched next summer.
Wow. You'll go to that too, I imagine.
I think so. There was a joke about me marrying them, which I thought was hilarious. They were like, you're the most religious person we know. I was like, thank you. Thank you for that title. It's my new favorite title.
Thank you for that.
The most religious person I know. And I was like,
I think we could all say that, Jeff.
Yeah. I haven't gone to a bunch of small groups this week, but well on my way. That'd be pretty fun. Actually, that'd be really fun. I would love to do that. But that was
beautiful.
Little is in the podcast, so I can say things like that.
Yeah. Have you?
Yes, please.
Have you ever thought about officiating a wedding? You haven't ever officiated.
I have not officiated a wedding, despite my theology degree. Yeah, ladies.
Hey.
Theology degree out there.
Hey, ladies.
I do not have a license, but I could get that in a matter of a day if I wanted to.
That's right. 24 hours, I think, is the thing online.
Larry Gergich is licensed.
Oh, that's right. Larry, also known as Jerry, also known as Gary Gergich.
Yeah. So there's that.
All right.
But Hinge's Fest was a huge success, cool. And it was really fun to see them celebrate their love.
Yeah.
To the football.
That's so special. Cheers. Prost.
Prost.
Ciao. I don't know what they say in Italy.
Yeah.
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 That sounded Swedish almost.
Almost too much.
Well, that's cool. So that was one thing this week. Any other updates from the week?
Let's see here.
Oh, happy Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur. I did have the day off. I love Jewish holidays, probably more than the Jewish people, because I don't have any obligation to, like, do anything.
Well, maybe just as much as Eli and Leah.
Upstairs, yeah, because they get a pinata. I forgot about that. That was so funny that they had a pinata for Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year.
But you didn't have a pinata this year for Yom Kippur.
I didn't think about it. I could have, but instead I went golfing with Mike again.
Another very Jewish activity.
The most, right? I don't know.
With the most Jewish man alive, Mike Neely.
Oh my. No, no,
does
no.
Love the Old Testament, or as the Jewish people call it,
the Testament. The Bible.
Cool. And work's going really well. Kind of getting the swing of things and getting along well with my coworkers and things like that. It's been quite good.
Cool.
Let's see. What did I eat this week? No. Save it. We'll save it.
Save it.
What about your week? How's it been going? It's been Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. I think there's been more sportsing this week than I've had in a long time.
The producer is waving his arms back and forth. Go ahead and keep talking. I'm going to narrate.
He's really excited about
the Seattle score again?
You know, so...
Can you win 3-0 two games in a row against Vancouver?
I hope for 6.
Double it?
So 9-0.
A double-double?
Put those Canucks in their place.
What's a Canuck?
Seems like a slur, but I mean, that's what the hockey team's called. Is it people from Canada?
I think so.
Wish we had, like, a producer of the show that could look up that kind of stuff for us.
I know.
Yeah.
The overbuy.
You guys only pay for the assistant or whatnot.
Our pay is so...
Not the overbuy. Oh, my. Well, yeah, so I've been watching a lot of sports this week with you, actually, and, you know, Josh.
Josh secondarily.
We've been watching
Tamara and I have been watching sports while you've been at work.
Actually, this is kind of one of the funniest things that's happened, is Andy Zook... If you know Andy.
Who apparently loves, like, is really into football.
He's,
now.
Like, super into, he asks
American
us to
football?
Watch.
Like,
yeah.
He knows who the Seahawks are.
He, like.
Is he upset about Bam Bam? Is he happy about Cam now getting back? Like, what?
You know, I didn't talk to him about Bam Bam, but he was explaining the rules of football to Tamara, who's from Texas.
Yeah.
And it was helpful?
He was explaining a couple of things that I was like, wait, how does this work in NFL? Because I grew up watching high school soccer.
High school soccer.
Football.
While we're on the subject. A&M is thumbs up.
Yeah, Giggum.
Texas Tech is a... Giggum.
Giggum.
Texas Tech
thumbs
is a shooter.
Giggum.
Not a visual medium. You guys are not seeing what we're
Texas
doing.
Texas Tech's hand sign... These are hand signs.
It looks like a hand pistol.
Like an L.
We don't support...
The side.
We don't
like
support
pistol.
That. Yeah, we don't support that.
So, Wreck'em Tech.
And then Hook'em.
Hook'em Horns. And then...
Is there a fourth one?
Sinangelo.
Well, the school I went
San
to.
Angelo. How would you describe it? Go ahead and describe this to
It's
the
like a hook'em horns, but you curl the horns down.
Is it like a ram?
It's a ram. Yeah. Hey! Yeah, it's a ram. Buck'em rams.
Watch
Although,
your mouth.
Don't say...
Watch your mouth.
I got in trouble one time because I said buck'em really loud at a game, and someone thought I said something else.
Sure.
That rhymes with buck'em?
That
buck'em.
Rhymes with buck. And they got mad at me.
You know what?
There were children present.
If
so
there's
I get
one
it.
Person I know that would just drop bombs at a game, it's you. Just going for it.
You've never
especially
seen
if
me,
children are around.
You've never seen me at a football game. It gets
you
a
know
little
what?
Outrageous.
I haven't. I can't think of a situation where I ever, like, could, like, in real life now, like.
I know. Like, are we going to go to a Seahawks game?
Especially
That's
with,
expensive.
Like, us not planning to go. Like, if I just, like, saw you there randomly.
Yeah, you
like,
wouldn't
would
even
this,
recognize me.
What would the situation have to be?
So I'd be at the Seahawks game.
And then I would also
and
be at the
you would
Seahawks
be
game,
there because,
having,
I don't know, Usher invited you to go. And
Usher.
And you...
Yeah. All right, we can go.
And then you just are walking by the fan section.
I was at the club.
And then all
always.
Of a sudden you're like, wait.
Is that?
Tamara?
Tammy Lynn? Like, would it be more Tammy Lynn? Would that be the most Tammy Lynn ever?
It'd be pretty Tammy Lynn. Yeah, it'd be pretty Tammy Lynn. So, anyways. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of sports this week. The Seahawks are off to a dreadful start this season. I'm very sad about that.
Chicago's going to be great medicine.
It's okay. Happy Bam Bam Day. Everything's about to get better.
Yeah.
Because Cam is back.
Cam's back in town.
Cam is back in town.
Cam is back in town.
Yeah, so there's that. We've been eating some good food. Actually, my two favorite meals of the week have been with you two.
We had a great meal tonight. You want to go into our...
What did we eat this week?
What did we eat this week?
What did we eat this week?
That's all I got for that. Go ahead. What did we eat this week?
I wish there was like a sound effect with it. Like, ding.
We can talk about the lodge, too. Let's talk about what we eat tonight. That's better. Nice. What did we eat this week? Nice.
Yeah, so we went to the lodge.
Under podcast, it's under amateur, but I think we just moved up to professional.
Sound effects? Check. We went to the lodge this week, which is a new sports pub in more of like a bar and grill.
It's definitely a chain, but like in Seattle, is more acceptable.
It kind of feels like the hipster version of a Chili's.
Wow. That seems like low praise, but I guess I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. It's better than that.
Okay.
It feels very suburban.
Yeah.
It really does.
But not like as...
I would actually say it's like an upscale Chili's. If it was like a sports
Chili's. Your opinion of Chili's is different than ours. Growing up in Texas.
You've been generally very positive. My
experience of Chili's is like, oh, we're going to Chili's. Did grandma pick the restaurant?
Don't get me wrong. I loved Chili's when I was a wee child.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we talk about
this? Isn't your favorite restaurant in the world P.F. Chang's?
P.F. Chang's.
Mongolian Grill.
My bad.
Oh, yeah. Mongolian Grill, which is not as much of a chain.
But the only one that I really want to go to is in Woodinville.
That's right.
Also known as God's Country.
God's Country, Woodinville. Someone told me again about the whiskey.
Woodinville
Whiskey Co. Yeah.
They were like, it's such an awesome tour. And I was like, man, that's dumb that I haven't done that.
We should go.
Have you guys gone?
No.
Super bike ride that we won't go on and a Woodinville whiskey tour that we will go to?
Yeah. Saturday?
Let's go right now.
Let's go.
Do you think that they thought we left for a second?
We didn't actually leave. We're
just
still
kidding,
here.
Everybody.
Yeah, so we should go to the Whiskey Co.
First, we have sound effects. Now we have ventriloquism. We're going up in the world.
This whole thing is a ventriloquism act.
Tinder in Florence.
We're not worthy.
Oh, wait. Sorry. That was... A shout out to our sister show.
What up, sister podcast?
Tendering in Florence. I'm really excited about another installment before Candace comes back to the States.
Be sure to tune in next time for Tendering in Florence. Push it.
Push it real good. I can't wait for this nice installment of us staring at Josh waiting for his line. And him not looking at us for a while.
I've been practicing.
Tamara's been staring at him all week, and he's been ignoring it.
He just doesn't even know. He's like, why are you
at the end of the show last week? It wasn't as long when I listened back to it, but it felt like so long when you and I were
really
like,
long time.
We said our lines, then we like both looked up, and nothing happened.
And you're like, what?
Instead of saying it, he says what? We're like, line. Say your line.
Sorry, game's on.
What was it? That's okay.
Another thing that happened this week, we didn't finish talking about food. So we went to the lodge. They have great beers, great food. Actually, I didn't have any food there.
Are they sponsoring the show?
They did sponsor the show. They slipped me some money on the way out.
Did you know the food you eat gives you energy? Look, spaghetti! Cheeseburger. No one narrated that, but I was kicking and punching the air.
If you had been here, you would have seen a raucous show of movement from Jeffrey. Mm. Yes.
So anyway, we were sponsored by the lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had beers and food at the lodge and watched the Sounders beat Vancouver,
which
they're currently doing right now.
Mother was wrong.
Mother was wrong. Linda!
With the OE of little Linda Faith.
It's alright, Linda. You we love still.
Faith? I see what you did there.
I went there.
And then we went to Chuck's last night, which I actually loved. It just happened to come together very much last minute.
Yeah, it was great. My text was happy hour tomorrow, and you wrote back now. Like, let's get it now.
Attack!
Oh, okay.
That's... And you're like, well, I'm driving by your place. Do you want me to stop?
No, go to Chuck's.
No, go to Chuck's now.
I'm really happy to take the cornhole out of the back of my car because they've been there since Saturday. They went down to Portland on Sunday.
Are you serious?
I just kept forgetting they were there, and I was like too lazy to deal with it.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad that we got it back today.
Yeah, I'm glad we did that.
But we had the best pork sandwiches and meat platter.
What was that place called? Woodyard Barbecue? Wood Fest?
Barbecue Truck.
Barbecue Truck.
Woodfest.
I'm sure it was Woodfest Barbecue.
I think it's Woodfest Company.
Woodfest Barbecue Company Wood.
I think that's what it was.
Wood was definitely in the name.
Yeah, no, Wood something.
Also BBQ.
Woodchuck.
Woodfest BBQ.
Woodchucks. How much?
Wood.
Cut.
Wood. Chuck.
Seashell.
Chuck.
I am a cuckold.
Canucks?
Wait, cuckold is not what I thought it was. No. Isn't that, I thought that was when a man is cheated on. No.
Oh.
You cuckolded me.
Yes.
Yeah, you're thinking of Crazy Stupid Love.
Not what I was thinking of, but yes, that's true.
That's where you got it from.
No, I got it from The Office.
That's where you got it from.
No.
That's where you...
No. Josh. Let's fight.
I'm going to get out of this car. Stop talking, I'm going to get out of this car.
We're recording live from a car. Josh is driving. Tamara and I are in the back seat. Downtown!
Cruising through the alley.
We also made a delicious meal this evening that we should at least touch on.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean Tamara and Josh a little bit.
Tonight's meal was...
Josh, were you more than a little bit?
I was about 40% involved.
Josh, 40%. Tamara, 60%. No, Tamara, 59%. Me, 1%. I only got the beers.
That was helpful. Yeah. So tonight's...
Did I tell you I'm gonna start a brewing company with Triffin called Tate Beers Brewing Company? Josh liked that.
That's because I know Tate Beers.
Yeah, we have a friend named Tate Beers, and we're like, her name isn't being put to good enough use. We're going to start a brewing company in her honor.
I love that.
Tate Beers Brewing Company.
I wish my last name... Could we change our last name to Beers? Yes. It could be Josh and Tamer Beers.
Instead of Phillips or Turney, which doesn't mean anything to anybody, it could be Beers.
That means a lot to me.
Oh, okay.
Turnip Beers.
The Beers.
Keith Turney Phillip Beers. That could be your son's name.
Phillip Beers. Over there.
Oh, he's gone. Tonight's meal.
So tonight's meal was a lovely lemon rosemary chicken roasted with a medley of potatoes and Brussels sprouts.
She's doing the Bubba Radio guy from...
The Pawnee guy, the yeah. NPR guy. Filling in for...
Rosemary is an herb that we grow in gardens here in Seattle.
Oh, this music is terrible. Yes, it's quite awful, but they are lesbians.
Listen to our next show where we put jazz together with jazz and make noise.
Double jazz. And we'll have Macklemore yelling in the background.
Downtown!
Too real!
Woo-hoo. It's too real.
Speaking of Macklemore, are you guys ready for quotes? Or, sorry, lyrics?
Oh, you want to play our game?
Ooh.
Let's play this imaging for that. And now our host, Josh, name to be determined later.
Beers.
Josh Beers.
My name is Josh Beers. Welcome to our show. Name that song, and I'm going to read a series of lyrics, and you need to name that tune.
Okay, so are we going to buzz, or are you going to ask each of us?
I'm going to read the lyric, and you guys need to buzz in by making your favorite farm animal sound.
Meow.
Oink.
I'll let you try that again. But here, I'm going to read a lyric, and as soon as you think you know it, you may...
Nay!
Oink.
You may do just that. Song number one. Please listen closely.
Is Tamara looking at the screen?
No, I can't see it.
Not true. You could totally see
it. I can see it, but I can't read it.
Got a million things on my mind. executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the D. F it off Fetty, I could put on property.
How do we get into the song?
I don't know this song.
Should I skip to the chorus?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. Skip it to the chorus.
Wait, is this Macklemore?
I don't give an F. I don't give an F. I don't give an F.
About you.
Oink.
Oh, dang it.
Contestant number one is oinked in.
I Don't F With You by... Who sings that?
Now remember, the name of the show is Name That Tune. You don't actually need to
name that. I don't even name that. Yeah, I did it. Yay.
It's Big Sean, by the way.
Big Sean, that's what it is.
Right.
For those playing at home, I'm sure they got that way before the two contestants. It's usually how Jeopardy works. We always yell at the TV like, how could you
Come
be so
on!
Stupid? Of course it was
it's
Sir Charles the Fourth.
What is? How can you be so stupid? Are you ready for tune number two?
Yeah.
All right, listen closely. And
but the farm noise.
The farm noise, once again. And I know she'll be the death of me.
Oink.
What?
Whoa, contestant number one.
It is by The Weeknd. It is called Can't Feel My Face.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Contestant number one takes
once again,
even
didn't
more
have to,
convincing lead.
Didn't have to name the artist, but I did. Try to.
And I know she'll be the death of me.
That's a great impression of James Fallon doing an impression of somebody else.
You saw that episode too. All right, tune number three. I have five more if you want them.
Best of seven.
Best of seven.
I've got to get on the board.
Oh, I lost the volleyball game on Monday. We got to talk about that.
Oh, shoot. You got to get your oinks in gear. All right, tune number three. Don't touch the sleeping pills.
What?
They mess with my head. Dredging the great white sharks swimming in the bed. And here comes a killer whale to sing me to sleep. Thrashing the covers off, it has me by its teeth.
What's the chorus?
And the chorus. And oh, my love, remind me, what was it I said?
What?
I can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed.
I don't know.
Josh found some obscure...
And oh, my love, remind me, what was it that I said?
No,
did I drink too much?
Love.
Am I losing touch? Did I build this ship to wreck?
Oh, the ship to wreck by, oh wait, oink.
She did not buzz it correctly.
Contestant number two almost threw that one away.
Ship to wreck by Florence and the Machine.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that is a good song. I don't know. Well, I've only heard it like once or twice. It's a good song.
The chorus. There we go. To wreck.
Direct.
I like that she did Florence and the Machine. Nice work. Way to tie it all in for our Italian listeners. Oh, is that in Italy? Yes.
Florence
is definitely in Italy.
That's where they are.
I got scared.
Right now.
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for a second that I was like.
Wait, is that a city in Italy?
Yeah, we're good.
So, are you in Italy? Where are you? Candace?
Mom? Wait, Linda called in from Italy last week, right?
She's in Italy. Savannah
Sandy.
And Candace
Sandy
are in
Italy.
Sandy.
Are in Sandy.
Alright.
Oregon.
Which is number four.
Contestant one has 2 points. Contestant two has 1 point. Let's see what you
We don't get
there.
Names. Okay. We don't get names
Song
on the show.
Number four.
One, two.
It's too hard to sleep. I got sheets on the floor.
Oh.
Nothing on me.
What?
And I can't take it no more. It's 100 degrees. I got 1 foot out the door. Where are my keys? Because I gotta leave.
Yeah.
In the back of the cab, I tip the driver ahead of time.
I know what this
Get
is.
Get me there fast. I got your body on my mind.
What?
I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high. So high.
Wait.
Girl, so high. You're the one I want to want me.
Oink.
Oh,
and I burped you. Sugar by Maroon 5.
No!
That is not right.
It's wait, nay!
Yes, contestant number two.
What to Want Me by,
Again, you don't really need the artist. But go and say it anyway.
What's his name?
Wait, can you sing a little bit of the song? I don't know. Man,
and just the thought of you gets me so high. So
high. I really thought that was Maroon 5.
By one, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
It's a tie ball game, folks. Contestant 1 and 2, each with 2 points.
Good work.
Do we need to go to commercial break, or you could?
This podcast brought to you by Mirapon Pale Ale. Deschutes, remaking what they've already done well for centuries.
Is there a slogan for this? Hold on, let me look. Family and employee owned since 1988.
Oh, wait, isn't it
Deschutes? And Josh's tummy.
Bravely done.
Bravely done.
Bravely done.
And we're back!
And we're back!
We're going to start the show with Josh saying, "I'm an American," in Ron Swanson's voice. Go ahead.
I'm an American. Welcome to America.
I don't have to do anything.
Look, there's a big clock, because we don't have that in America.
Question number five.
Contestants, are you ready?
Could have run away with it.
If you're ready, please respond with a farm animal noise. Wonderful. Here we go. Winter's cityside. Crystal bits of snowflakes. All around my head and in the wind. I had no illusions that I'd ever find a glimpse of summer's heat waves in your eyes.
What?
You did what you did to me. Now it's history, I see. Here's my comeback on the road again. Things will happen while they can. I will wait here for my man tonight. It's easy when you're big in Japan.
What?
Is it possible that neither of us
know? When you're
big
in Japan, tonight, big in Japan, be tight,
no.
Big in Japan. Contestant number 2.
Let It Go by Frozen.
That's not.
Moo.
Close. Contestant number 1.
Is it called Tonight?
No.
No, I didn't. I don't have any clue.
Let me keep reading. No, keep going. Big in Japan.
Big in Japan.
Ooh, the eastern sea so blue. Big in Japan. All right.
No.
Contestant number 2.
Big in Japan.
That's correct! Oh,
that is upsetting.
Throwback to the 80s.
What?
Big in Japan by Alphaville.
Alphaville?
I don't know what that song is.
Who is Alphaville?
Who is not Alphaville?
Maybe we'll have to play
Are
that
Are we Alphaville?
We can play that at some point.
Cool. That can be our exit song.
Our outro can be Alphaville.
Here it is. Our final song.
Well, unless I get it.
Unless you get it.
And then we're tied up.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get out of here. Here we go.
Tamara's distracting me by covering my face with pie. It's very odd.
Contestant.
Sorry.
We are beginning to read our song.
Okay.
You don't want no beef, boy. No,
Ink.
I...
Ah! Boink, boink. Nay.
Contestant number 1.
Downtown. Macklemore.
And hey! Ryan Lewis. Ding, 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 ding.
And it's a tie
it's
series.
A tie yeah.
Curse the curse of the curse of the
curse.
Oh, you didn't have a 7th? You said you had a 7th.
I thought you did.
I'm not good at math.
I have
2.
Plus 4 equals 7.
Hello, I'm an English teacher.
Well, we do go to another commercial break. When we return, I will have that final song ready.
This podcast is brought to you
by Menon. And? I don't know what by Menon is. I just heard it once.
By Monopoly, the fun game for everyone from
Takes
Parker Brothers.
2.5 hours to play the fastest game.
The game that keeps on gaming. More gaming than FIFA.
Oh, I love FIFA.
More
gaming. It's so still downloading. Speaking of games, my volleyball team got demolished on Monday.
Oh my gosh, tell us about it.
It was like playing in a library, except for the library is empty without people, but the game itself had people, but it was so quiet. I felt so bad for the team. They were so nervous already, and then it was just like, oh, everyone in here staring at me and being quiet, and we got demolished. And they were like, as soon as the game ended, they were like, can we get Starbucks? I was like, no. No, we're going home.
I bet that was so awkward. Just like, oh, we're being...
The only thing you can hear in the gym the entire time was me yelling, it's okay! It's okay!
Shake it off, girls.
But it wasn't okay.
For the audience, maybe remind the audience. Who are you coaching?
I coach middle school volleyball, but who cares? Because we're back to America's favorite fun game!
Welcome to America, contestant.
Are you ready for our final song?
Yeah.
Winner takes all.
Let me think of an animal noise, and okay, I got what I want to use. I'm
Contestants,
ready.
Contestants, you're both ready?
Yes.
Let us begin.
Okay.
Here we go. We clawed. We chained our hearts in vain. We jumped.
Me!
No!
I came in like a wrecking ball. Miley Cyrus.
Ding, 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 ding! And Justin Dew is our winner! Johnny, tell her what she won!
Tamerlan Attorney has won a brand new trip to Mexico! No expenses paid.
Yay, we get to go to Mexico!
I am so upset that Katy Perry didn't make an appearance. Oh, I was just banking on the Katy Perry.
Good work. Good work.
And it just didn't come through, and I don't know any Miley Cyrus. Did you just, Josh over here just put his hands in his armpits and smelled his fingertips in an aggressive manner.
I'm trying to find the song I really wanted to do.
Okay, we should keep talking.
Were you, was it inappropriate?
No.
Inappropro?
I just thought it'd be funny. I
don't know. Do it. Something...
I hope you enjoyed playing at home.
For all our home listeners.
Here's the song I really wanted to do. I talked about this the other day. It was Emmanuel. Wonderful Counselor. Lord of Life.
Oink.
Lord of All.
Amy Grant.
Rest in peace. Emmanuel.
It's the sounds of Christmas. It'd be great if it had like a secret title.
Yeah. Like God with us.
Emmanuel. Hey, you guys ready for this? Here you go. It's about to get real. Tamara, this might make you uncomfortable. You can close your eyes if you want. I believe...
Real. You're very tall right now.
I believe... I stood up. Josh, you want to give a play-by-play of what's happening? I believe that my belly button
is standing up
farther to the right than to the left.
He's what?
So here we go. So here we go. So here's my frame. Here's the middle of my body.
He's pointing at his pelvis.
Is there any... Do you guys think the belly button is more over here? Is he in the middle?
Yeah.
Is it the way I'm standing?
He's doing some sort of magic trick involving his belly button.
I think it's more to the right than it is... to the, my left.
Maybe your head's crooked.
Maybe your head's crooked.
Okay. everyone not named Jeff. Jeff is very uncomfortable.
Jeff but is Jeffrey,
very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable right now. I can't recover.
That's the end of the show. Well, that's the podcast.
I wasn't expecting that. Oh man.
Jeff's removing his pants. What is happening to the show?
Hey, speaking of body parts, I had a question for y'all. Yeah. I was just thinking about just making some changes in my life, and I was wondering...
To the show? Your life. Oh, okay.
In my life. And I was wondering if y'all could get a tiny tattoo anywhere on your body and of anything in the world, what would you get?
Just me or the three of us got a tattoo that matched?
Ooh, both. Okay. Answer both questions.
Well, if...
And this is just totally random. I don't even know why I'm thinking about
this. This is my favorite hypothetical. If Emily died, I would get my sister. If she died, I would get because we have season tickets to the Timbers. I would get her seat like number on my like wrist probably, or like my forearm, or maybe something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And we promised each other that if one of us died before we wanted to, that's what we would do. Because we've had the same seats for like 3 years now. We're hoping to have them for a long time.
You know, she's had her name for a while. You could get her initials.
Yeah, but that'd be too obvious. But if I got 111B1 right there, I think that'd be pretty cool. Wow. Probably in she's really into like design work and stuff. So I'd probably get like what's the Sans one that she hates the most? That's
Comic
what I would
Sans.
Do. Yeah, I'd get Comic Sans because she hates that.
Papyrus.
Yeah, I'd get Papyrus. I should ask her what font to get because she would just make like a good executive decision on me. But if I got it, I'd be like, what's the prettiest one you have? And they'd be like, well, how about Papyrus? And
like,
Emily's like,
that's the ticket. She's rolling over.
Sans typewriter.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one.
Oh, typewriter would be kind of cool. See? That's
wow.
I should ask him.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So that's the tiny tattoo I get. If she's still living and I had to get a tattoo.
And if it were a matching one.
I would probably get, for myself, if, like without Emily, I would probably get an F-15 plane, like a really small plane somewhere on my arm. Because that's what my grandpa, it has to be with family.
Wow.
a tattoo would have to be, like, for me to get a tattoo, because I'm not, I think I'm terrified of that kind of commitment. I talking to a person who has tattoos,
yeah.
Like 700, right? Or 70? Yeah. Sorry, I've just kidding.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Seven times 70.
Oh, forgive them 70 biblical. Times 7.
It's biblical.
Tattoo them 70 times 7.
Yeah. It'd have to be, I think I would get like
also a... all very small.
Yeah, I'd get like a plane or something like that that's my grandpa helped build. Wow. So, something like that.
This was a surprisingly touching moment.
You're a surprisingly touching moment. Josh, what about you?
Wow.
You know, I've always loved ankle tattoos, and I think I've always loved...
You have commented on that quite a few times, how much you loved it.
And I'm a true fan of gelato. I think I would get a tattoo of someone's ankle, and on that ankle... Yeah, that's ankle. I'm kind of going for the Inception thing here.
So you ankle, would get
a
tattoo
with a gelato
of an ankle with a gelato on the ankle.
Yeah.
On your ankle.
That's something I just feel really strongly about, you know?
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey.
One love.
Wow.
Wait, what? That didn't. That wasn't connected.
But wait, Bob Marley also liked gelato. You guys didn't know that?
Bob Marley.
Gelato. It's pronounced gelato. Gelato.
Gelato man.
It's a gelato.
Oh my gosh.
Gelato. Gelato.
Some say gelato. Some say golati. I say golat. Tamara, if you didn't have any tattoos, what tattoo would you get?
I was thinking...
If you're only allowed to keep one of your tattoos.
I have a couple of ideas.
Mm.
One is a Pomsky.
Sorry, folks.
Josh's face on Tamara's back.
Well, you know she really likes buffalo, so it'd be a buffalo body, but with my face.
I didn't know she loved buffaloes that much.
I love buffaloes.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Or my body.
A buffalo face.
With a buffalo face.
His favorite part of both.
And of course, the belly.
The belly would be...
Exposed. It would be exposed.
No, I was thinking...
There's been too many bellies exposed this evening. Oh, and a nipple. Two nipples!
Oh, not just for clarification.
Not Tamara's.
Not mine.
So I have to go the explicit version of the On the Outside story.
Adult content.
Amateur and explicit.
Oh, it's getting worse.
I think a tiny tattoo of a Pomsky could be fun. Maybe a unicorn?
Could you make the tattoo an Instagram photo of, so like it has like the Instagram stuff of a Pomsky and then like a bunch of likes?
And then like hashtag dogs of Instagram.
Hashtag Pomsky.
Hashtag Pomsky.
Shit.
Hashtag isn't that cute. Hashtag can't stop, won't stop.
I love that. I really like that idea.
Actually, maybe I just get a hashtag.
Tamara can't help but
tell really cool.
She sees about palm skis right now. We were in a bike shop getting her flat fixed. And she told the bike mechanic about palm skis.
I did.
She saw him ringing up our order on a computer, and she's like,
"Oh, you have hands?
Hey, I see you got a computer. You should type in palm ski for a good time. It's great. You're gonna like it."
Tamara's voice at bike shops is incredibly deep.
Her bike
I've been
shop
thinking
voice.
That. I've been thinking that for a long time.
Yeah,
I get super masculine. You know, that's just kind of my bike
little
persona.
Super masculine, little Brooklyn. Hey.
Hey.
Look at Pop's case. Yeah, you'll like it.
Brooklyn!
Ayo, Timberlake! Ayo, Timberlake!
I'm bringing sexy back!
I'm bringing sexy back!
Sexy back!
Oh my gosh, this is weird.
So what tattoo would the three of us get that matches? What could we all... Hashtag's a pretty good idea. I actually
like
that.
I like that. Or...
Hashtag.
The snowball.
No one can see that, but the microphone.
What about if we got a tattoo of a bowl of nachos, but all the individual chips were wearing suits?
Oh, or like
now
a plate
of nachos.
A plate of nachos with like a bow tie on it.
I like the individual chips, but the bow tie's good too.
The bow tie's a nice touch.
Tamara, classic story topper. With the bowl of nachos. It's a plate!
Sorry.
You know it!
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I probably should have said bow, so she could have said bow tie. Or, I don't remember what we were talking about. What are we talking about?
Boat eyes.
Formal nachos tattoo. It'd be cute.
Hashtag
formal nachos.
So,
speaking of, did y'all know that there's actually a hashtag out there? Formal nachos night.
Oh, sorry, we haven't talked about this.
There is a real, like, I looked for it on the Insta,
mm-hmm.
and it popped up this gaggle of bros.
Gaggle.
And it said, hashtag formal not chosen.
A school of youths.
City youths.
So we've all discussed this, but I don't know if they don't. We not only record the podcast, but the three of us listen to the podcast again. At least I do.
Pretty much instantly after.
I'm not sure if Tamara's listening to episode three, but definitely the first two. And Josh, I think, has listened to a lot of episode three. Have you guys done this? Because I'm pretty embarrassed. I've like heard us talking. I've heard the comments that you've made, and then I've out loud said the thing as if I was there. Like I get confused as to where I am, and the audio version of me also says it. I've said it the same time. It's happened a couple times now.
Weird. I also look in the mirror and just like start like interacting with.
I practice my stand-up, then I practice laughing.
That explains a lot, though.
Yeah.
I've definitely been writing down bits. I've been working on that, for sure.
Y'all want to see a picture of my mother-in-law? Neither do I!
Nachos? What's the deal with that?
Nachos? I barely know her! She said that. You did that in that inflection. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to... You're taking Jesus take the wheel or Tamara in this case.
You know, I think you know, I'm feeling like maybe we should get While the Getting's Good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, this is good.
Definitely the best four shows, one of the best four shows we've ever done.
I think this was top four. Sure.
Do you know how to take us out? Do you feel comfortable?
Well, you know,
we didn't discuss this.
No. This is my first time in the driver's seat, and I feel really great about it.
Didn't Tamara do a great job, everyone? Didn't Tamara do a great job?
Thank you. Well, all we have to say is, Candace and Savannah, we hope you have a righteous time this week in Italy. Candace, while this is your last days in Italy, just soak it up, and we're looking forward to the next installment of Tendering in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Tendering? Is it
Tendering.
Push it
real good. Ba,
ba, ba, ba. Anyways, so from all of us here in Seattle, Washington.
What we learned.
Oh, I forgot. We can edit that.
No, we don't cut. Edit anything. We don't cut anything.
Cut.
No, we keeping it.
So I'm curious, guys. What did y'all learn today on the show? Jeff?
Oh, starting with me. I learned that my belly button isn't a normal place. They're putting y'all in a very awkward position.
Maybe your head is crooked.
My head might be crooked. My belly button's in a good place.
Perfect.
You threw me so bad. We throw it to Josh, but then he says this thing about 1491, then he forgets that we're talking, and then we go back to him at the end and we stare at him.
Oh, I forgot. Josh, what did you learn today?
I learned that when they tried to begin settling the East Coast of what is now considered the United States, and they founded Roanoke Colony, and I think it was like 1608 or something like that. Anyways, the colony failed, and it disappeared, and they never knew what happened to them. But as recently as a month ago, they found clues. New York Times published something in August, like, 12th, 2015, mm-hmm. And it was about how they think they found traces of where some of those colonists might have gone.
What? So anyway, where did they go?
In South Carolina, they think that they maybe moved to...
Mexico.
No, they moved to, like, another...
South Carolina?
I barely know South Carolina.
Knew her.
I've never been to South Carolina. Anyways, I think they might have, like...
Where's Charlotte?
...assimilated with...
North Carolina.
I've been to North Carolina.
But I think they might have assimilated with some tribes living in South Carolina, or what we now consider South Carolina. So the Roanoke Colony was not destroyed; it was merely closed
and relocated.
Wow. Possibly.
Interesting.
The jury's still out. Wow. Research needs to be done. That's what I learned.
Whoa, that's a lot of knowledge.
Tamara, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that. That there's a whole lot of belly out there. And
I learned. I also learned that when someone reads song lyrics, I know an embarrassingly low amount of what's actually being said.
Yeah, maybe I need to bone up on
Bone up.
Maybe I need to bone up a song lyrics.
All right, guys, I'm leaving. You can have the apartment.
And so, from all of us here in Seattle, Washington, and Turnip Hollow, it's been real.
It's been too real. Smooth like a limousine.
Mel Kimp.
Hello. Yay. Hello.
Okay. Nice work.
Okay. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Welcome to Formal Nachos. The podcast. Wait.